to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day?
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong. The guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He could play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
The thirst is absolutely real, everybody. I am Sir Aaron Carter, and you are listening to The Weekend Bang, powered by NRG, brought to you by Oblivion Comics and Coffee. Come for the coffee, stay for the comics. Also, Mainframe USA apparel. It's in our hearts. Insane in the Mainframe. It's on our heads. It's on our backs. I noticed my first guest here tonight doesn't have anything on, but don't worry. He will definitely get into the groove soon. If you are wondering why you don't even hear anybody else or you don't even see anybody else, that's because it's Corey's 40th birthday bash going on right now, everybody. The ripe age of 40. It's time for fingers up the buttholes at the doctor just to see if that colon is nice and plump. We got to do all that type of stuff. But we'll be circling people in and out, of course. And the very first guest here, he's been on the show maybe once or twice. Twice? He's saying twice, so I'm going to have to go ahead and believe him. Derek Vincent.
I'm his cousin. So.
You might want to speak right into the damn microphone there, sir.
I'm his cousin. So
you're his cousin.
I knew him before Video Game Bang.
Do you? Did you now?
Well, done.
So do you have any deep, dark secrets? You're horrendous on the radio
I'll pop one up every once in a while, just not at this very second.
Why is that?
Can't think of one at the moment.
Yeah, okay. All right, we'll move right along. Today, of course, there was a major tournament that went down. Plenty of competitors. Everybody in the gauntlet. I don't even know what games they play. What games did they play, Derek?
Rocket League.
Played some Rocket League, okay.
Arms.
For the Switch?
Yeah.
Okay. Switch. You might want to still get back up on that microphone.
And Smash.
Smash Brothers?
Yeah.
All right.
And then they came back to Arms for Steven and Jerry's. Because they showed up late to the party, so they had to...
Well, yeah, people had things to do, of course, what's happening.
They had something to do. And the final was between Jerry and Corey.
That's when I showed up. I showed up literally at the final between Jerry and Corey. I guess the best part of the actual event, because I was here. But they were playing Overwatch, 1v1-ing. That's what they were doing, right?
Yeah.
Get right up on the mic, man.
Yeah.
Why don't we just start with the how-tos of podcasting? So, number one, there's a microphone in front of you.
Really?
Number two...
That's what this big thing is.
That's the way people hear you. All right? So you got to make sure that microphone is right up in you. And then, number three, your headphones go in your ears.
I like to hear what's going on outside.
No, you don't need to hear them out there. They're useless. There's nobody right now. It's all about me and you right now. That's what's going on.
Okay, well, I'm not into that, Aaron.
Well, that's good. I'm glad you're not into that. And, of course, like I keep forgetting the people that are here week in, week out. They're most important people of the show. Derek, you should have reminded me. I don't know why you didn't remind me. The chat room. Say hello, chat.
It's not my job to remind you.
It's definitely your... Oh, Mo Fruit just subscribed. Wait, hold on. First of all, it's time out. Why is Mo Fruit subscribing after a year of being a loyal fan? And she just now... She's in the building. So when we get her in... the actual room, so she can see, so people can see her on the show and hear her.
Want me to
show.
Be honest? I'm not subscribed to this.
Why
either.
Aren't you? Well, you're.
I don't have a profile with this.
Why don't you have a profile? Are you?
I'm too lazy to make one.
Are you not of age?
I'm 20.
You're 20 years old, so you have a job.
Yes.
You have money.
I go to college.
And you have a internet connection.
Yes.
So then there is no reason why you should not be subscribed to the Video Game Bag.
You're very right.
All right then. All right then. So let's get on that. Let's get on that. The Weekend Bang, of course, everybody. It's going to be, like I said, a little mixture. We're going to have the round robin people in here, so they'll be in here. I don't know what the time is, but, of course, we're going to have to fix the camera as well.
Oh, okay.
No, not that one. Not that one. You're.
I don't think you want to see me anyways.
Yeah, no, it wasn't that one anyway. But like I said, I came back in, and they were playing Overwatch 1v1. Jerry versus last year's champion, Corey Vincent.
Rigged.
Why do you say rigged?
Still rigged.
Why do you say rigged?
It's his party, his game, his birthday. Why does he win every damn year?
Yeah, but I mean, this year I at least want to give him the benefit of the doubt, saying that he chose different games. you know.
He still chose Rocket League, and he still chose Overwatch.
Yeah, but like Rocket League, nobody here is a professional at.
I'm pretty good at Rocket League.
But you didn't take home the win, so.
I took home the win for Rocket League. I don't think anybody here could beat me.
Do you have a trophy right now?
No, I don't.
So then somebody won.
Nobody, all right, then. It wasn't in Rocket League, though.
Okay.
It was ARMS.
He also played, like I said, we go back to it. We keep getting off the track. We going back to it. Jerry Panericon, Creepy Jerry. He's here in the building. He also was going up for the first time. I think made it to the finals. I put him out last year. And then oddly enough,
he didn't show up
this when I come up to the bracket this year, I see my face right next to Creepy Jerry's for the first round.
Yep.
So it makes me feel like if I had made it, I had other engagements that I totally forgot about. It was my like family reunion. I had to be in Stockton. But if I was here, it would have been round one, me and Jerry in the first game. What was the first game? Because I missed it.
Rocket League.
So Rocket League. It would have been me and Jerry versus each other. Round one, Rocket League, head to head. And I think I would have taken away.
No, you would have been in his team. You
it's
been
a
his
team.
Teammate.
Oh, so they teamed us
you
up one more time.
You would have faced him next round if you would have won.
Oh, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Okay. Answering questions real quick in the chat room. Joker Pharaoh says, Aaron killed everyone. No, I didn't.
That's kill why
anybody.
I'm here.
I mean, it does kind of seem fitting that I would, you know. But why would I kill everybody and then replace them for Derek? that's the biggest.
I'm a great guy to hang out with.
The biggest no-no right there. And then we have the people that are going to be rotating in and out. They're in the green room outside, and they're waiting to be called in. If we can send in one of them, if they're actually watching, send in one right now. And
he's already tired of me.
Well, I mean, the okay. show I was tired of you before the show started. Let's be honest.
Okay.
Let's be honest here. But when I got here, of course, the party livened up even more. We're playing Red Flags with the Geek and Nerd editions, right? That was like spliced in there. I like kind of the little extra things that are going on. We ended off on my turn, which a beautiful, beautiful Time Lord won. So it was an amazing experience for me. And there was nothing they could do that was a red flag to actually even damper her awesomeness. Our first guest coming in up to the stage, of course, regular to the show, longtime listener, first time caller, Mr. David Nathaniel Webb.
Hi.
Wow. How you doing, Webb?
Good.
Now, Webb, I have a little Polaroid of you in front of me that looks like your little audition picture here for.
That's my headshot.
What are these headshots for?
So, they use the headshots as a instead of writing names for the tournament this year.
Okay.
They did headshots, and so as you moved, or if you did on the bracket. Then your headshot would follow you, or like it would go to represent you. And the losers got their headshots drawn on.
Yeah. That's why everybody's our headshots were drawn on.
Right.
Okay, because I was looking and I thought maybe you guys were just goofing around, maybe you had some fun up there.
Well, I did, because I drew on my own teammates.
Okay.
Because she made me lose.
Having little problems with one of the cameras here, because now Derek is green. Yeah, this fits him, though, actually. You tell you the honest
truth.
He's
like the Hulk.
Yeah, if the Hulk were...
I'm green.
Mild-mannered.
He's green. Like the Hulk that...
He's Bruce Banner.
Stopped 3 seconds into transformation.
Green is my favorite
What do I do now?
Never mind. Pull back.
I'm just kind of angry.
Yeah. Well, I only asked that because I ran out of paper and I have gum in my mouth and I need somewhere to put this thing.
Damn.
I'm not saying that, you know, yours was the first choice, but...
I'm just saying.
It was the first choice.
That's, ouch.
It's not insulting. Don't worry about it. So, also, because I didn't get to... I missed, like, 90% of the whole tournament here.
What do you mean 90%? Oh, yeah, that's true. You missed 99%.
I only came in for the championship.
The final showdown.
Yeah, like, that's just what happened. How did the first rounds go? Oh, you got a call there? You got a little call during the show?
No, that's my alarm to come in on the show.
Is that what that is?
That's what that was.
Oh, okay.
The alarm to come on the show.
I'm just saying.
Because I was supposed to be in here for another few minutes. It was good. So we did Rocket League first.
Okay.
Team Rocket League, 2v2. The winner of that would go on to play...
ARMS.
The winners of that would go on to play Super Smash. And then the final showdown was Overwatch.
The first round, you said, was Rocket League, right?
Rocket League, yeah.
And you played teams. This is what teams. Derek was somewhat telling me.
Yeah, he's very...
vague.
He's a wordsmith, Derek is.
No,
I wouldn't use that.
He chooses his words carefully.
Not really.
And calculating. I'm trying to help you, dude.
Who did you have on your team?
I had Katie.
You had Katie.
Christy, but Katie.
It's Katie.
It's confusing because there is a Katie here.
Yeah, there's
so
two Katies.
So earlier
here.
I said
That's
Katie
fine.
And the
I'm
wrong
confused.
Katie answered.
That's
so.
Fine. I'm confused. Also,
Mofru. I had Mofru.
So how did you advance past this level of the first stage?
No.
Who'd you go against?
I went against our friend Marcus and Audrey.
Husband
and wife team.
A husband and wife
husband
team?
Husband and wife team.
Wow, okay.
Yeah. Well, I would have been better off if I had an NPC playing with me, like a computer
Damn,
player.
Wow, shots fired already.
Because to be fair, in her credit, she did score.
Okay.
She did score, but right. She scored on our own goal.
Own goal. Ooh.
So there was...
That sucks something vicious.
Yeah. Well, so there was that.
I say the old saying goes, the couple that plays together stays together. So then
I'm so glad that I lost in that case.
Well, yeah, I mean...
So this... I did draw an L on Katie's forehead. Even though she was my teammate.
It's fitting, though.
It's fitting.
Yeah. Wrong camera. Tech guy.
Yeah.
Wrong
Chuck
camera.
Chuck Bartowski is it's the wrong camera.
Yeah.
So
you lost first round.
Lost first round.
Didn't get to go. Wrong camera, tech guy. And the next round that moved on, which game was it again?
Arms.
All right. So Arms was cutthroat, right?
Arms.
Everybody versus everybody.
Yeah. There's no teams in Arms.
Okay.
It's you've lost all alliances, and you're now going for it. It's a fun... Have you played Arms
now
yet?
So when I got here, you guys were like, go play Arms.
Right.
Go play Arms. And I didn't get to play Arms.
I want to play you after the show. Because the only people I don't think I've played is you and Corey.
Okay, all right. Now how does it match up with other fighting games?
Is it
Evo a contender? Is it an Evo contender?
I don't think so.
You don't think so? Okay, why don't you think so?
Because it's on Wii. They have Super Smash Bros. Already, and that's already you can't beat that.
Our Arms isn't on Wii. Arms is on the Switch.
I know, but it's still Nintendo.
So there's that.
So
it's still Nintendo.
Street Fighter is also on multiple consoles.
Yeah.
So there's that.
True.
I mean,
true.
That
doesn't matter.
I think it could be. It's hard because it's a different game. It's a different game than the other fighting games. There are similarities to it, but you play it completely different. I think it could for the sheer entertainment factor.
What about the camera angles? Because like. I know one person's always facing with the camera
person.
Over their back. Yeah, but
right.
One person's
it's like
always
third person,
over, is
right.
it split screen to where everybody
it's
can always
screen.
Have their
yeah.
camera over the back?
So,
okay, all right.
So E3, there was a Arms tournament at the Nintendo like exhibit area.
Okay.
And I watched that, and that was super entertaining. It was very easy to see because it's split screen. So they did split screen, and then I think they did little camera, like little squares of cameras in like the bottom right corner so you could see the player. But the majority of it split screen, so you see the characters, and then you of course have the score above it. So it's very easy to do like a fighting game tournament with Arms.
Okay.
I could see it going into Evo. It would just be whether it catches on enough. Like Derek said,
yeah,
you know, he did make a good point with Super Smash, is you know, but I think there's room for another one.
Here's the bigger question, because I was like I said, I was gone 90% of the whole tournament today. Why wasn't any of it streamed?
It would have been too like difficult to figure out a way of getting that streamed. For one,
because we haven't done it for like 4 years of streaming and
no, so
okay, I'm just
we couldn't stream Arms.
Wondering.
We couldn't stream Arms.
Okay,
because you can't stream natively from the Switch.
Can't stream Nintendo products. Okay, I understand.
I forgot Mario Kart. Mario Kart was in there too.
That's next after after Arms, right?
Right.
Okay.
Same
thing. We'll get to
you couldn't stream Mario Kart.
Okay.
Either. I guess really the only ones that you could have streamed would have been Rocket League,
the final,
and Overwatch.
So the final,
but
the all important one.
I don't know.
I'm just saying the
I'm
final
just saying,
should have been.
It could have been. Sure, we had the technology.
Even,
we could have done it.
Even ESPN,
nobody
broadcast the final of Evo. You know, they skip all the other little stuff. That's what you do. You broadcast the final. We got the chat popping up in there saying that happy birthday to Corey. He'll be rotating in soon enough. Let's get another rotation in here, too. We need a fourth member of this boy band. Where the hell are you going, Derek?
I have to say.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Sit down.
My
and you can hear him.
Damn.
And we'll keep on fighting.
Till it's
sober. He's 100% sober, everybody. This is just him.
We are the champions.
You good?
Oh my gosh. The champion. No time for losers.
Aaron, did we should you mute it?
I've already muted him for the podcast. All
right, good.
The champion.
They're gonna be like, "What's going on?"
Of the world.
So you win.
He's drinking out of his cup.
20 Are you drinking out of that disgusting cup?
It's not a cup. It's the ultimate banger championship. Okay. And yes, I am drinking out of it.
I would wash that.
It was his last year, so.
Jay Ricochet subscribed. What's happening, bro?
What's up, my boy? He was in the tournament.
He was in the tournament. He knows what's going on. So you win the second year in a row for the Corey Cup Invitational.
Yes, sir.
But there's a little controversy going on.
There's always controversy.
A little controversy going on.
Always controversy.
Now, Derek says rigged right off the bat.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Well, rigged. He lost, like, super easy, so, I mean, he would say it was rigged. And why would he say rigged? Of all the games in the tournament, he's, like, the best Rocket League player here.
He said so. He said he was what was your excuse again?
I just said it was rigged.
Oh, it's just rigged. Get out of here.
Come on, you got to come.
I want evidence. I want.
Well, you picked a couple easy opponents. Sorry.
Who had the seeded?
Who
it was seeded.
Who picked it?
It was seeded based off of last year's results.
Okay. That's why I was wondering.
Which is also rigged. So.
I was the number one seed.
So it's a continuation of
rigged. It's a continuation of riggedness. It's the circle of
wow. Once rigged, always rigged.
When it's like the NBA, you're seeded against the worst opponent.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's still no opponent.
Well, it's
no
a reward
opponent.
For being first place. When you're first place, you get rewarded
but
with...
How is there a first place when there hasn't been any actual games against anybody?
I won last year.
Yeah, but there hasn't been anything since.
I mean,
he said, I want a season. I want a regular season.
No, we're gonna do this. We need seasons.
Okay, once
we
a
need,
week,
we need,
coming over.
We need a commissioner. Just do it online. We need regulations.
Do it online.
Screw the Overwatch League. This is the BGB League.
The BGB League.
I need $20 million from everyone of you.
Just like the Super Bowl, this is our stadium.
Yeah.
This is where we come to.
This is the stadium, yeah. And I won. You know, it was my invitational. And Aaron didn't show up.
That was the other second controversy. A lot of people thinking that the trophy wouldn't have gone to you because I was out of the tournament.
Yeah, but it's not like you didn't. You were seated high.
I would have
had a very good shot.
I saw. I saw my placing in the bracket. I was with Jerry for the Rocket League, and we did take
that
Rocket League.
That would have been a great teammate.
Yeah, we took Rocket League last year. But I didn't see who went after. Oh, actually, I would have went against...
Actually, there were some killers on that side of the bracket. You had Marcus was over there, and he like was the top four of last year. Bags didn't show up. He was number two seed.
Yeah, I saw Bags didn't show up, unfortunately. Yeah, I mean, so a lot of the heavy hitters.
I laid waste to tons of killers this year. Don't get me wrong. And I chose games specifically that were fun that I don't play a lot.
I think for the next one.
Overwatch.
This is just me. Like, if this was the Aaron Invitational, it would be the most obscure random games that no one has ever played. That way the playing field is the most plateaued, leveled you can ever find.
Superman 64.
No. They'd still be versus games. They'd still be like fighting games and stuff like that. Or they'd be competitive games, but they would be games that were so like just unheard of.
Should have played Injustice.
No. I actually, you know what? I got a really small side story about that. I played Injustice 2 nights ago.
I haven't played the second one yet.
I went to a friend's house, and this young lady, she said, "I have Injustice," and flashbacks came back of when I laid waste to another young lady. So I told her before I played, I said, "Hey, I get a little competitive when I play video games." So you
know, it's good that you warned them now.
So I'm honesty. I'm not, you know. So we get in there. She picks Catwoman. I pick Green Arrow. And I'm doing well. You know, I get her first life bar down, and it goes to the second one, you know, and she does the same thing for me. And then she just whips out the combos, right?
Was she sandbagging you?
She was definitely a ringer. She tears me apart,
she
right?
She paid you.
Tears me limb from limb. And then looks at me.
And then you cried?
And says, "Oh, that's right. I forgot to tell you. I'm house champion here." So, yeah, right?
Wow, from one house champion to another, you don't fuck with a house
champion.
Wow,
okay, wow. Okay. So I'm like, so I was going to pass the controller to another friend of mine, and she was waiting for the controller, and I was like, "You mind if I play just one more time, you know, just to get the feel of it, you know.
That was a warm up.
So the young lady who was, you know, she got it. She was like, all right, Aaron, just, you know, you need to exercise these demons out, you know. I grab the sticks and I do what I do best, people.
Run.
I lost one more time.
Lost again?
Yeah.
I feel
She's
it.
Actually damn good with Catwoman.
I feel it.
So the controller rotates around the house, you know, other people are playing, and I'm like, all right, I'm eyeing her specifically.
You're downloading.
Only. Yeah, I'm watching her. So it gets back to me and her again. She's Catwoman. I was like, you know what? I'm Catwoman too.
Oh,
yeah. Air match.
Yeah. Ooh. I said, I want to see how you deal with this. We're fighting. We're doing this. She hits her ultimate and, like, rushes toward me with Catwoman because that's, you know, to enter into it.
Yeah, yeah.
I block. And she was like, what? And that's when I knew I had her.
Yep.
Right when she
Shook
was like,
confidence.
You blocked my special? I'm like, yeah.
That's the moment she knew she fucked up.
And I laid waste to her.
Said to show them that God can bleed.
I knocked Catwoman into the Marvel Universe. And once it was done, I set the controller down and said, you have a lovely home, and I'll say good day to you, ma'am.
So you retired house champion?
Yeah. You take the trophy and you run. That's what you do. You
Damn
take
right.
the trophy and run.
I'm not letting Corey over.
I'm a little disappointed in the trophy. Like, I was hoping for an upgrade this year. I mean,
wow.
You win two times in a row. I mean, I wanted a championship belt.
Really?
Yeah.
Next year, make it the belt.
Well,
next
blame
year,
your wife.
Next year, I think we get a championship belt running.
I think so, too.
Why don't we get some physical challenges in here next year, too? Let's double dare this bad boy.
I should bring over a couple
friends
with over
snot
here.
In it, so you have to get the flag out of it or something like that. Let's do some of that.
Don't tempt me.
Have you seen a group of friends, Aaron?
Don't tell me that wouldn't be fun.
It would be fun.
Exactly.
I'm just saying.
Everybody brings their own buddy next year.
Have Elizabeth with, like, some cards. Do you want a physical challenge or question?
Doing a game show? I'm actually liking this idea. I'm
Except we're you. Going Legends of the Hidden Temple. Screw this.
You know what? If you do that, you gotta go full blown. You gotta buy t-shirts for the teams.
Oh, I thought you meant we had to buy a bunch of pedophiles to be in the jungle gym to touch us when we're trying to go
That's
through
That's terrible.
1 minute.
Well, Derek, you have your connections, right?
No. We're not going there.
I'm just saying.
I'm saying, well, one of the teachers at my school was a pedophile. So.
Well, I mean, you learn from where you go.
Was
right?
this your
teacher?
No, he wasn't
your
my teacher.
Senpai?
He, he was a freshman teacher.
Oh, sure he was.
Makes it worse.
Sure he
Dang.
Was. If they can hear us out in the world, we're going to need one more rotation. Derek's getting salty. And just on cue, here
wow.
it is.
I'm salty like the ocean, and I'm just as wet.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
Very glad you're
Why
gone.
Why did he save that for the end? You
Very
lead with that one.
Very glad you're gone.
I'm leaving for that one, yeah.
It's disgusting. Coming on to the show now.
Just as well.
Again, long-time listener, first-time caller.
It's our social media manager.
Yeah.
Or one of them.
Well, one of them.
Comes with the hot fire on the
Our
the
Facebook
Facebooks.
Guy.
Yeah. Mr. Jake Betancourt here.
Or Eagle Brain. I go by Eagle Brain.
I like how Jake has really been taking his job seriously. Did you see the one he did for the Linkin Park?
I did not. Wait, was it too soon?
No, he didn't make a meme about
no.
it.
But I thought you've been like...
No, he like went all serious and was like, hey, if you're struggling with like these things, here's a thing to call. And he put his little name at the end of it, too, to indicate that it was him.
Well, I didn't want Video Game Band to get any backlash if I said something wrong or something like that.
Well, Jake, in the end, it really... doesn't matter.
Yeah. I'm disposable. Why you gotta bring it down for? This is your birthday. We're trying to celebrate.
Wait,
here.
Bringing it down?
What do you mean? That's bringing it
talk
up.
Talk about death.
No, come on. We're talking about
death.
Yeah.
So,
it's
talking about overcoming obstacles.
Here's to you, buddy. I know you're
all right
I
there?
Love you.
You got the.
I love you.
You got
the shots for you.
You got the drunks.
Now, I know you didn't want any gifts, but I know you've been struggling. Tough times, you're making bad decisions.
Jeez.
And I wanted to help you out.
Did you get a razor blade?
So my lovely assistant has a special gift for you.
What's going on here? All right. We got assistants.
I know you're struggling,
right?
So I really thought you needed these.
Some Haterade.
Wow.
All right.
And I didn't know which one to get you, so I got you the Wonder Woman collection.
Jake has presented Corey with a... cacophony of Gatorade.
We, He's a struggling artist, people.
So why?
Wait, all right, there's so some backstory. For me, or are
they're
these for
you.
Me to give to homeless
no, no,
for,
they're for you, so you don't steal from a homeless
yes.
lady.
Oh. Yes.
Help your recuperation process.
You know what? I just totally forgot that you stole a Gatorade. So now, wow, that's brilliant. Thank you.
I gotta thank
Jake. Yes.
Thank you, Jake.
It's not for me. It's to help him. He's a sick man. He's a sick man.
As terrible as the episode was, I do appreciate all of the comments that we've gotten across all the social media. Ivy Doomkitty's Instagram people were sure to hammer me into the ground. I've got
a lot of those.
I've got some very good Twitter hate. The constructive ones are very good. I do appreciate that.
Are they?
We're here to help him, all right? He's already ashamed. He came out and said it. He put his life on the line there. I don't know.
The best, life on the line.
The best part was that my grandma does watch the show. his mom. And I did get a nice text message afterwards. It was like, I know that's not the real you. You're a good person inside. Make it up to your own way. Don't listen to all the people in the chat. And like, she totally had my back. So thanks, Grandma. Made me feel good.
So now, sorry to stall the show.
No, you didn't stall the show. You actually you gave some light to the show with all the Gatorade.
And it's already a train wreck anyway, so fuck it.
Well, Derek was here. I mean, so there's that.
Yeah, we were so happy Hulk. That Derek was Mini your Hulk. First guest.
How did you do so in the happy. Tournament here?
Terrible. Better than Webb here, though. Uh-oh. I actually got two shots, whether unintentional or not. That's to be debated, but...
Did you make it? How far did you make it?
I had some clutch moments, too.
He made it past Rocket League.
I'm trying to find some of these comments on your thievery here.
Thievery?
On Ivy Doomkitty's page.
Go to her Instagram.
It was an honest mistake.
She
just leave and let lie.
She did a post
that
said...
an honest mistake? There's nothing honest about it!
Wait, she did a post?
I would have done the same thing.
It said,
thing.
Like, well, listen to this week's related. Episode. It's a doozy or something like that. And you can read all the comments there.
Do you remember the picture, the selfie she took and put on there?
It was one of Ivy.
Yeah, okay. And, they're all of Ivy.
And it was attractive.
okay.
It's we also another got, full episode of the got podcast. Pretty high downloads, too.
This one's a doozy.
Yes, the downloads did do pretty good. Not quite Mia Khalifa numbers, but pretty damn
pretty,
close.
Pretty far up there.
Yeah.
So going down just some quick, you know, comments right. on
we,
this
we don't
picture.
Have to do this. We can move on. You know? we can
I told you this ain't going away anytime soon.
Great boobs, Foxy.
very constructive.
Skip those.
Okay. All I see is stuff for her, man. My Chemical Romance, for some reason. Somebody just linked a My Chemical Romance chat.
I think
room
one
in
of my
there.
Favorites was just when I was starting to like Corey, this bullshit happened or something like that.
Special cases.
Yeah. Oh, I see what happens. You have to load more comments. Good Lord.
There
this
you
is
go.
She's a popular young lady.
Oh, go figure. Yeah.
She's on my feed.
You should definitely shave most of the beard. That's what one of the comments is.
A lot of people want me to shave the beard as punishment, but that's not going to happen.
Stealing is stealing. Rich or poor, dude. Dude has no morals last night, but a good show.
That's all
you,
I
you
really
put a good
wanted.
Show. That's
I
all that really
it's
matters.
It's all for the show, and everybody.
Yeah, he stole from that poor lady. But good show.
Yeah, you know, it's a show. I mean, the things I do, it's a stunt.
Okay, now I'm seeing the comments.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. We're getting the meat and potatoes here.
We got it. Let's double click and get that like button on there. Beautiful. So you made it a little bit further than Webb. And
so sabotage.
Well, you know, the best part was hearing Webb and Mo Fruity yell at each other.
Why is that? Why was the chemistry? Because first of all, Webb, she says constantly you're her favorite.
Well, I may be, and she is a person that I like too, but
okay.
Well, why did you weird that?
Whoa.
Why did you weird that? So?
Do we need to have a discussion?
I started saying she was my favorite too, but that's not true. So
damn,
I had to change it.
Who is your favorite?
I lie to her all the time, so it doesn't matter.
So
mine is Nismonic.
The issue was
of course,
because it's you.
Yeah,
debatable.
Because clearly, I would have been better off playing with a PC player, like a computer player.
So you've only played what, two console games? Is that how we did it?
Oh, yeah. Wait, was it? No, it was all console except
yeah.
for...
It was all console.
Oh, it was all on the console this
yeah.
time.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
okay.
why would having a
no,
console
not,
player
no,
help you?
No.
Or a PC player?
A computer player. Like, not a person. Like, not MoFruit.
Oh,
like,
oh
we just said
an
yeah.
NPC.
An NPC was playing
okay.
with me instead of her.
All right.
She scored on the other goal. Like, on our own goal.
Who did?
Jake, who do you have for your partner?
Yeah.
Jake, who do you have for your partner?
Help me out here.
Instead of two drunk.
Already?
I need a description. I don't remember.
The other guy
male,
from Fresno.
Female?
The other guy.
No, Julian was my partner.
Eddie.
Villanueva?
Eddie Villanueva.
What? What'd you say?
And then actually, I played them in the first round.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, you were there. I remembered it.
You were there.
You're the guy.
Where are you from?
Yeah, first round.
Whoa, this is a train wreck.
It was me and Julian from he's our editor, video editor for Energy.
Yeah.
Dude I went to Spain with, against Jake and Eddie. Pretty evenly matched. Like, the games weren't lopsided.
Well, yeah.
Like, they were actually winnable on both sides.
Yeah.
You guys had good goals. We had some good goals. Mm-hmm.
Jake, when we were doing warm-ups, the whole thing started, Jake had an accidental epic save. He was in the goal. He bumped and, like, backed up and, like, knocked the ball out when it was halfway through and saved.
Oh, it was, like, it was just an edge, too. Just a small edge just hanging there. Clutched it.
I'm out. Yeah.
Clutched it.
Now entering the phrase, number two.
We got the runner-up.
The runner-up.
Right? You know, when I was a kid, that always confused me with competitions whenever they say, and the runner-up. Or you know what it was? Star Search.
Suck it in.
Star Search would always confuse me with that. The runner-up is blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Jerry Panery cons in the building, everybody. Jerry coming in second place in the 2017 Corey Invitational. How do you feel, Jerry? All right. That is gold there for podcasts.
Somebody's getting a Peabody Award.
It was funny. The prize pack was going to be a backpack, like this really dope backpack. And then a $25 gift card to Oblivion Comics and Coffee.
Which is dope, too.
And then runner-up was just going to have the $25 thing for Oblivion. So since I had won and I already have a dope backpack, he got that, and we both have $25 gift cards. But Elizabeth, my wife, when she was doing all the planning and setting this up, she's like, "Well, what if you win?" She's like, "The $25 gift card. What if you win?" It's like, "Well, then I keep the fucking gift card." Like, what do you think's gonna happen if I win? I'm not playing for free. I'm trying to take fools out. I'm taking lunch money.
Backpack is awesome.
Who did you play with the first round, Jerry? Since I wasn't here.
Well. I played Steven in Arms.
Yeah, they had a bye.
Oh, you had a bye game. Okay.
Yeah, and then I was just like doing like Zumba, and then like he couldn't really like do much. I was like, okay, cool.
He took his lunch money.
Wow. How do you feel about the overall tournament, though? Because I'm hearing already signs of rigged.
Probably.
It's less rigged than last year.
Less rigged than last year.
Because it ended with Street Fighter last year, and that Corey was on Street Fighter like nonstop.
That's why I took Street Fighter off the table.
So this one, it felt better than last year. That's what I think.
Okay. And how are you enjoying your prize?
It's dope. I needed a backpack, too, to put my my gym
put
stuff.
Put your weed in there.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of gym stuff, yeah. Because I was at a family reunion.
You were.
Which they're trying to make this a yearly thing now, so it's going to be the first Saturday after my grandmother's birthday is what they're doing. So that's, you know, whenever that lands on. But I stepped on the scale at my aunt's house and did not like the number that came up. So I've got to go into full-blown panic weight loss mode. I need to lose at least 15 pounds by September. And I'm calling on the VGB people in the chat room, in here, and everybody to keep me up on it.
I think we need to do a weight loss competition.
Challenge. Mm.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll motivate more.
This is the only thing that motivates me is challenges. As you saw with the web, you know, Street Fighter thing.
Uh-huh.
I'm down.
Let's do this.
All right. So then that's what we got to do. We got a full month because August is coming up now, basically. What, two more days left in this?
Yeah. So 1 month for 15 pounds, that's super easy, dude.
Is it super easy?
I have to scale. We'll have to do it by body percentage.
Well, he's done this regularly. His ex work, they do this, like, what, once a month or something like that?
No, they did it, like, once a year.
What is
it,
the Purge?
Yeah. What are you talking about? Yeah, basically. Basically.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, we need to do the VGB Biggest Loser thing. I've already got my personal trainer who set up a regimen for me and everything like that, and then I just got to work out the eating and everything.
We do a percentage-based deal.
Oh, it's percentage base. It's not an actual hard number of.
No, because it's easier for me to lose like 10 pounds than it is for you, basically.
Okay.
I could drop 10 pounds in a deuce.
That's just horrible.
that's quite the deuce, sir. Quite the deuce.
Thank you.
I bet you appreciate it. A bigger deuce.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's probably, if we're betting, I'm going Jerry because he eats like crazy. Thank you, chat room.
I didn't have cake today, though.
You said you got this, Aaron.
Yeah, let's do it.
Jay Ricochet did say Rick, though. Sorry. I had to go back up to his. Had to go back to his. The other thing I wanted to see or to talk about, too, is because we had a whole bunch of video games being played here, and I asked Webb why we didn't stream any of this tournament.
That's a good question.
Next year with more planning. Maybe a different venue. Maybe we can start doing this at like Oblivion or something.
That'd be dope. Yeah, we get Oblivion wrapped up into this.
We just had like look at the table right now. I mean, the table is just filled. We have four PlayStations all with monitors. We had to tear basically the podcast studio apart to do this and then put it back together like super quick to sorry, people are around here just like doing shit.
It's the sauce.
Well, yeah, it's the booze is flowing like water out there. So,
but yeah, I say next year we pick a better venue. We'll, I mean, if you guys want to choose the games more, I mean, I do my best to make it level for you guys.
I am just really good at video games. I really still say you go Nickelodeon themed, because if you don't, then I want that for my birthday, and I don't even do crap for my birthday. I usually do nothing. That's my favorite thing for my birthday is to just literally do nothing. Be the laziest person on the planet. But if it's a thing where it's like we're gonna play screw it. Yeah, we'll do a Legends of the Hidden Temple thing.
No. Oh.
Yeah, we'll
dibs on the blue bear kudos.
We'll get all of them. I'll try to get some t-shirts for the teams.
Quest for the Shrine of the Silver Monkey.
and you know what? I don't know if I want to be a part of it. Maybe I want to dress up like the host.
I want to be Olmec.
Just a big head. Yeah. Said, open the gates, Olmec.
In ancient 1866, the end Mayans.
Okay.
You got to come up with like a monologue of like facts.
Yep, I can. Yeah, that's perfect. I want to do that. Yeah. And we got to get out like the rig, like what's his face, the dude that does the live streaming, so we can do it out in like the open.
The Ice Poseidon setup.
Yeah, exactly. And put that on every single person in the event.
All right,
instead of running through obstacle courses.
Mall fucking ass. We're doing this shit. We'll go full Ice Poseidon mode.
All right, yeah, we got to make that happen. We got a full. I mean, my birthday isn't for another like 6 months, maybe seven. I don't know. When's February?
Oh shit! We got a whole year to plan this.
Yeah, we got a whole long time. Got a whole long time. But for now, people, the show still must go on. So let's do some banging around the web.
Banging around the web.
I like how you mimed that, Jerry. You didn't say a word at all.
I didn't know what's going on.
Didn't say a word at all.
I haven't been on the show for months either.
Literally just months. I was looking at his camera to see if he's going to do anything. He just
I didn't know where to jump in and do it.
Yeah. Jerry, have you played that game Dream Daddy?
No. Is it that daddy dating simulator?
It is that daddy dating
just
simulator
like you
game.
You date the hot dads and...
Apparently, it is one of those daddy dating simulators. Oh, Corey's gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, wow.
I wanted to know if Corey wanted to play.
All
right. Well, we're doing Banging Around the Web right now, Stephen. Right.
Banging Around... Oh.
Yeah, you can you can calm that noise.
There we go. We already went past that.
All
right. I want to know in the chat room, too. Has anybody in the chat room ever played Daddy, Dream Daddy Creators?
Never heard of it.
Or Dream Daddy. Dream Daddy.
Dream Daddy.
Dream Daddy.
Dreams are
Dream Daddy.
So, what? As you know, Dream Daddy is a dating simulator.
Sounds like a website.
Well, it's for the homosexuals.
Or
the straight curious guys.
Or what?
Or Jerry, apparently. How many ors do you want to go?
Jerry's into some weird stuff.
I already bought two copies.
That's fine. I mean, hey.
It's 2017.
One
it's okay
for him,
now.
One for his lover. Okay.
Support the arts. Yeah. Support the arts.
The arts, the farts.
But apparently it's taken the gaming community by storm.
By storm.
Yeah.
By storm. It's not the pigeon? It's not.
No. You're all guys.
That's Hatful Boy.
Oh, that's right.
It's
weird that you know that.
I'm on Steam a lot, all right?
Okay.
That's serves the nets.
I know the bad stuff.
Joker Farrell says DILF.
DILF?
Yes, DILF. Basically, yes.
Oh, GILF.
Jay Ricochet's only in real life. I'm guessing he only plays only in real life. That's fine. Yeah. But yeah, apparently it's taking up a storm. Everybody's buying this game and having a great time with it. I don't know if there is a all-female cast one for the opposite. Like, if you want to...
Dream Mama?
No, but they'll probably make one.
Well, yeah, you got
it. We already have Cooking Mama. Is that...
It's nothing like that, Jerry.
It's like, cut that cucumbers.
No.
That was the first vegetable that popped in my head.
What's wrong with you? You freaky deaky Dutch.
Did you not do one that's so phallic?
I'm just saying.
I don't know if it's going to be on Steam sale, Jerry. Would you pick it up, though?
No.
All right.
He said he already has two copies.
I would gift it to one of you guys.
Jake, what about you?
Would I touch it with a 10-foot pole? No, thank you.
Wow, what's up with the homophobia over here? Jeez. Steven!
What?
You touching Dream Daddy?
You didn't touch that daddy?
No.
All right, so that's four no's.
I don't like PC games.
Come on, it's a 5 out of 5 game. You should play it.
That's terrible. What about Dream Kitties?
No, because I don't like cats.
What kind of kitties?
What?
What kind of kitties?
I don't know.
That was very, like, masculine.
Cat cats?
What kind of kitties?
Hairless
cats? I don't know. They got cosplay already of this game. They've already got a ton of followers. On their Twitter, they already had 70K. Like, this thing apparently
it's blowing up.
It's blowing up.
I wouldn't play that. I wouldn't even want that in my game inventory. Because it's like that achievement in Bully.
I don't want it taking up the hard drive space.
The boy just to get the 20-point achievement.
Not a lot of
But then it's like everybody sees it on your
Don't touch the stuff. You're going to turn green. Don't touch it.
So who do you think the audience for this one is then? Who do you think the main audience is?
Women, little girls, teenage girls.
Really? There's a bunch of teenage girls playing.
Teenage with boys that are into that?
What's it called when they take the two male characters and they make them lovers?
Gay?
Yeah.
No. like they have the mangas and, like, you know, Ed's hanging out with... Is it Yaoi?
I don't know.
Japanese?
Jay Ricochet said, I had no idea it was a gay game because I know lots of girls who play.
Well, that makes sense.
And that's honestly how I know about it.
Makes sense.
I did not know that.
He didn't know he can do that. Well, I mean, yeah. I would say at least.
So he was halfway through. The girls never came.
It's a real sausage fest in here.
He's at least daddy to get to the mom.
At least if you're curious. If you're curious. Give it a try. I mean, I don't think the game.
If you're bi-curious, give it a try.
There you go. I don't think it's not gonna hurt you.
If you're tri-curious,
it's not like a guy knocks on your door once you beat the game. It's like
that's good, Jerry. Damn, that's good.
Yeah, whatever. What's next on the? So Hearthstone cards revealed that make players mad. Anybody still playing Hearthstone in here?
Nah.
No. Mm-hmm. Only our friend Noel plays that in.
Only if there's like an event for like a mount in World of Warcraft or something, or Overwatch.
Something to give.
Yeah, us, then I'll play that. That or Heroes of the Storm, same thing.
Because you guys are back on the World of Warcraft, aren't you?
Yeah. We're back on the Smash.
Back on the juice. Yeah.
I had to listen to you guys playing the other night. Yeah. And
the four strength, four stam leather belt.
It literally put me to sleep.
Yeah, we heard you snoring.
That's good. Yeah, and I'm glad you did.
You might want to get a CPAP.
Nah. What the hell is that?
You have sleep apnea.
Instead, the breathing thing.
The CPAP. I don't know what that is.
CPAP it helps your breathing.
I know what sleep apnea is, but is that for that? Okay. All right.
It shoots oxygen down your
throat.
Well, I already told them I'm trying to lose weight now. So
no, I heard it actually helps.
It helps you lose weight.
Yeah.
Get more sleep.
Oh, wow.
Do you have trouble sleeping?
No, I don't have trouble sleeping.
You ever stop breathing in the middle of the night?
Have you ever tried throwing up after you eat?
Nope, not bulimic as well.
I hear it's all the rage with the models.
Have you ever tried
condone doing that, by the way, at VGB?
Yeah, we do.
Those are explicitly his views.
Exactly.
I mean, hey.
We were going to talk about the Hearthstone, but we just went off on a long tangent. Apparently, they had a card that people didn't like. I was gonna say there's
that's like in every card
that's in
game.
Everything.
Yeah.
That is
Yu-Gi-Oh
literally...
had cards that people didn't like.
That's true.
Well, actually, Yu-Gi-Oh just turned stupid.
Yeah.
It's Monster Reborn.
Our next story though, I want to know if you guys think this is cheating or not. All right. Battlegrounds player has been banned for allegedly looking at another player's stream.
That's been going on since the beginning of streaming. Yeah. It's called stream.
This was in a competition?
It says,
what if he had a two-window browser?
Like, well, there's a delay, know? Though. There's a delay.
Yeah, there's a delay.
Huge delay.
But how did he know, like, it's that player? You know what I mean? Like, it's just random.
It's
that
a
they
huge
got in that
map
room.
To even find that one person.
There's a lot of things on this.
Yeah. How does that guarantee his win?
It says, moderators for the popular shooter Battlegrounds banned a player this week for what is said to be stream sniping, like Jerry just previously said, or watching another player stream, identifying his location.
So he was just regular playing then. He was
just
regular
playing.
He was just chilling at home.
The banned player denies any of the wrongdoing, which raises fascinating questions. How do you prove that he was watching someone else's stream?
Was he actually streaming too?
He had to be. I mean, how else can you tell?
Like, how can, like, I don't know.
I think it's
dumb.
What
are the odds to get in the same game, though?
And that's the other thing. Like, literally, you would have to be in the same game. Look at the list of everybody, right? Mm-hmm. See if they're actually streaming, and then find them in the gigantic world by looking back and forth
on
your screen.
So who narked on them? That's what I want
to
know.
Like, it seems like really. It seems like a lot of things to do. Yeah.
And I don't see any game because there's a delay.
Like, last people alive type thing?
It had to be of something.
Because then I can see it being cheating because it's just him versus each other. You know what I mean? Then it's like you're screen looking.
It says, on the death clip from Shroud's team, you can see a number of his viewers accusing Loto, which is the guy's name, of stream sniping. Sammy Kang, the lead community manager of Battlegrounds, said on Twitter that he wanted that they were convinced it happened. Our team had enough evidence to make the decision. We do not instantly ban something after getting reports about only one incident.
Screenshotter didn't happen.
He's done it before.
So
Loto denies any wrongdoing.
Screenshotter didn't happen.
There was no hard evidence that I was stream sniping, he said. Just popular streamers crying.
But was this did he had a lot of viewers? This streamer guy.
He must have had enough to get noticed.
To get the ban hammer.
Enough to get a lot of people to complain about this one person to get him banned.
Wait.
Yeah, you're gone, Jake.
So, good night, people. Nice. Look forward to more of my Facebook posts. All and keep
no
on
news.
Laughing with me.
Wow. In the stream, huh? Is that your
eagle
catchphrase?
Brace out?
That's your catchphrase?
Jake points, everybody.
Lick my balls.
That's horrible.
Oof, that was wubba dub dub.
So
that's taken, Jerry.
Somersault jump.
I just noticed I'm still on Corey's Twitter here and on Dream Daddy. So let's go follow. Boom.
Dream Daddy.
Now Corey follows the Dream Daddies.
Yes.
You should purchase. Is this a credit card on Steam?
Stream sniping, Gondo, what do you think about it?
Stream sniping?
Yes.
You're watching another person stream and you go in and kill that person while they're streaming.
That's a little bit much.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it cheating? Is it not cheating?
If it was a smaller game, I think.
Apparently,
you're broadcasting.
I think it's bad. It's definitely bad.
Okay. To that location. If you're camping in a specific location, of course somebody's going
to
come.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like campers anyway, but like if you're just logging on to someone's stream so you can like watch their mini map and see like exactly what their whole team's doing and shit,
yes.
It's just like that's terrible. Mm. Why are you taking the game so serious?
He's hunting.
First of all.
I mean, the guy wants to win, wants the W.
Yeah, you know, but W. You're not going to do well in actual games, so why bother?
Gondo's green.
Yeah, no, Gondo's the Hulk right now for this episode.
It's a Bruce Banner. I broke your window.
Yeah, we have technical difficulties. Something's wrong with that camera. It keeps going green for some reason.
So much internet being used right now.
So many wires going.
It could be. Gondo, you were in the tournament.
I was, briefly.
Briefly. How well did you do?
I have never played Rocket League before today.
Okay.
So I got eliminated in the first round.
Oh, all right. End of story.
Yep, that's pretty much all there was to it.
Glad I wasn't.
That's about it.
Oh man,
yeah.
She kind of wanted to play Rocket League.
It was fun.
Chance.
Yeah.
So I proposed this. This is what I proposed for my birthday, which is in like 7 months.
That's quite a ways out, but okay.
But it's because we need to plan.
Okay.
Like, these primes plan. I'm thinking of doing a Legends of the Hidden Temple themed birthday.
Okay.
So guests will come, and they will compete in the same style of Legends of the Hidden.
They're
going
to compete for
so
your
silver
golden
monkeys,
monkey.
Blue barracudas.
Yes. Everybody
purple.
Will have their own shirts for their teams. I will let purple you snakes? Pick your team. So you will pick your partner.
Don't remember.
It's two-man teams.
Two-man teams, yes.
Okay.
I will be the, of course, the host. I will dress up in the safari outfit as the host normally does.
Don't you have to compete, though? Don't you want to try a chance to win?
No, I don't need that. I don't need
it's
to
It's his
to win.
Game. He's got to host.
These are my games. Welcome to my game.
You're the game master.
The game master. Corey will cosplay as Olmec. And
just gonna have a giant cardboard face. Enter if you dare.
We're probably gonna go to some random kid's playground, and I will
That's
set up
weird.
The.
I will sit out of this game.
We'll set up.
You know what? I'm there, man. I'm there.
I will set up the events there.
Oh, you've got to get like one of those inflatable like funhouse things and set it up in the park.
I wonder how much that would cost.
It can't be that much.
Yeah, it can't.
Can't be.
Let's do a quick.
It's like $100 an hour.
We're grown-ups, okay? We can afford
Ivy Doomkin
a bouncy house.
Hosting us. What's happening? What are you doing? Everything looks look fine on the screen, technician.
What are you doing?
He wants the PlayStation.
Oh, somebody's trying to steal the PlayStation right now.
He's gonna unplug something
like right now.
Inflatable? What? Inflatable jungle gym? Is that what we're looking up here?
Well, we should do the
fun house, bounce house. I don't know something. Oh, the jousting. Oh.
Yeah.
I wonder
what about the bungee one where you're like connected to the guy and you have to like run as fast as you can the other way?
Oh, God. No, that's tiring. I don't like to run.
So what I just learned is I apparently can't spell inflatable. And also that inflatable jungle gyms cost literally an arm and a leg.
It's like literally one arm and one leg. Is that what they said?
You are Alphonse Elric if you buy one. But I'm thinking of doing something like gigantic. Like I would have to have multiple of these.
Yeah, you just have to. Why don't you just rent out one of those? Damn it, I forgot what the places are. They have the inflatables just everywhere, and you can rent it out for like an hour,
like those,
like a birthday
like
party
a,
thing,
like a paintball arena.
No, it's not a paintball arena. It's an actual. It has all the obstacle courses and stuff already built. My nephew had a birthday, and we went to it for like his like second birthday.
Holy crap! They have a hungry hippo chow down inflatable thing.
Do I get to eat pie?
Holy crap!
How does it work?
I guess everybody's inside of the thing. Oh man!
Are we doing it?
We might.
Are we doing it?
Do it?
Let's do it! Let's do it!
It's literally an adult hungry hippos, but everything around you is inflatable. So if you bounce back, you just hit like the inflatable wall. Oh,
so,
damn it.
Wait,
are you the balls?
So it sounds like we need to do some more research on this.
Yes.
The game might be changing.
Damn it. Oh, well, no, the games will change. They'll, of course, but I still want the teams of two. You know,
teams
I want everybody to get in on it or whatever. And that means I would need to find like a big space for this one.
I don't know. How many friends do you have?
I've got a lot of friends.
Do you, though?
Everybody in this room?
I count two here.
Friends. I've got a lot. Oh,
that's
yourself.
Say no.
I said what I meant, guys.
It's a true story. Don't even like them.
Wait, actually, does anybody know when February?
Say don't like the blacks.
When February is?
February 10th.
February 10th.
Yeah, it's next year, 10th. February 10th lands on a.
I can find it. I gotta.
It lands on a Saturday, people.
On a Saturday.
Let's get this going. Hype train going, and then
well,
6 days.
You're paying for all the stuff.
6 days later, we're all watching Black Panther.
Nice.
Yeah.
That sounds like a solid plan, man.
Sounds like a solid plan.
Solid.
You know, if we know someone with cancer, maybe we could get an early screening.
Good Lord, man.
Just saying.
Jeez.
Just saying. You got any contacts?
No, I don't have any contacts.
Who would you give cancer to out of all your friends?
To watch the Black Panther.
You
the list is pretty long, man. To watch Black Panther, the list is pretty long.
That's terrible. That's horrible. I would give it to nobody. I'll just wait.
He'd give it to the whites.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of the whites.
What does that mean?
So last night, me and David Webb, or was it night before last? We were playing last night. Yeah, we were playing Neverwinter.
Yeah.
And we were in a city called Ebon.
Okay.
And the very first mission in Ebon was to kill the whites. So we had to go to the city.
You had fun with that, right?
And find every white and kill him or her. It didn't matter. We weren't discriminating. Well, a little bit.
Damn.
And then there was a trophy, yeah, for killing 50 whites.
Damn.
Are we saying whites like the ghost? Like, right? Like, W-R?
No, it wasn't W-R. It was W-I-G-H-T.
Really?
Yes.
Whites. It was whites.
Because, so there's voice acting in the game, right? For the guy who gives the mission. And he was like, I need you to go in there and kill all the whites. And I asked Webb, I'm like, did he just say kill the whites? And he was like, I think he did. And then it reads.
And then he nods. Yes, I did.
Kill those whites.
You heard me.
It had the text on the bottom and for your mission saying, you know, kill 10 whites. And
kill
like,
whitey.
All right. I guess we're killing whites then, aren't we?
All right, Webb, just look that way.
Yeah.
It'll be over quick.
So I went through, killed 40 more than I needed to, and got
so
that
you got
trophy.
Your reparations.
You gotta be thorough, man.
Yeah.
Gotta be thorough.
Leveled up twice, killing them.
It was was good.
This is for all the hard times.
It was good.
The Wayans Brothers was a good show.
That was terrible.
It's a good ass show.
I'm still on the website for the Bounce House's Inflatable 2000s for some reason. There's like so many different ones you can get. I don't know. I need to see prices.
They just blow up dolls.
I need to see how.
All right.
How many?
I guess my time is up.
Uh oh.
I'll miss you, Jerry.
I'll miss you too.
You're not wearing your what?
Stars.
Oh, okay. All right, we're bringing a new one in. Long time listener, first time caller.
Whoa.
The lover enters the room.
Well, I mean, it is the weekend.
That's what is it only on the weekend?
Yeah, we only do it on the weekend.
At least you're dedicated to at least 2 days.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be worse. Could be just Mrs. Tuesday.
Yeah, that's what it is.
We're not talking about me. Right?
Keep it PG, guys.
Too late.
We want to lose our Twitch partnership.
Partnership. All right, that's when you Photoshop the partnership. All right, so
it's all fake.
We have her in the chat room, everybody. Her real name's Christy.
Yeah. Oh, you got it right for once. I feel so honored.
Can I finish the rest?
Just steal a Gatorade.
We all call her Katie. Of course.
Yeah.
Mo Fruit in the chat room, everybody. Say hello, Mo Fruit.
Hello, Mo Fruit.
There you go. That's what it's like. So I proposed a idea for my birthday, which is in some time, that we're going to do a Legends of the Hidden Temple themed birthday party for me.
So he's going to let random strangers touch you.
Ooh.
This got really weird.
Yeah. Actually, I wonder how much it would cost to hire random people.
It's the actors.
It depends on who you get.
There's if we
get
some people on the streets,
yeah, I was gonna say,
pedophile gym down the street.
If we do this downtown, I think it'd be a little bit easier.
Just man,
get the bums.
Yeah,
hey, I got a sandwich. If you go touch that girl,
here's a bag full of McDonald's.
So obviously, I'm not gonna accept any birthday invites.
But like, I do it for smelling the sandwich.
But you gotta be a part of the Blue Barracudas.
Is
that what you guys call yourselves?
Have you not seen?
I don't understand this reference.
It's gonna be the Pink Flamingos.
Wait, have you never seen? Have you never seen
what?
Legend of the Hidden Temple?
The TV show where they go through the obstacle course.
Yes.
That makes more sense. Yes.
I want to do this. Like, literally, I've never really done anything that I want. You know, my most memorable birthday was my mom rented out the recreational center at my apartments when I was, like, I don't know, maybe 12.
Okay.
And then she gave us... Me and my three friends at the time, I want to say maybe $25 to rent games at Blockbuster. Mind you, back then, game renting was like $4.
So you got like five of them.
So
okay.
We got about five good ones.
Five good
And then
games.
She just ordered a whole bunch of pizza, and we literally just vegged out and played video games all night.
Sounds like a normal day to me.
Yeah,
and it was amazeballs. Like, it was awesome.
Hashtag world's greatest birthday.
Yeah, I mean,
we're trying to top five games and pizza.
Yeah,
that's our goal right now.
Okay. Yes.
Well, he wasn't here though. So.
I wasn't here. So yeah. So it hasn't been topped yet. So boom. And I think this Legends of the Hidden Temple and homeless people.
Costly.
Homeless people. I think you might be bringing it back down a little bit with the homeless
people.
I'm just saying. Putting that out there, Brad.
They have one inflatable thing here that I'm looking at. That it's the jump over the balls that are bouncy to get to the other side type of thing.
Oh, okay,
that's break your neck.
It's called Leaps and Bounds.
Oh.
Is this an actual place that already exists?
This is no, yeah. It's a place. It's called. There's a no. There's a website called Inflatable 2000. Awesome name, by the way. And it has the different inflatable renting things. You can rent out these different inflatable things. There's a Hungry Hungry Hippo one.
Wait,
yep, there's a Hungry Hungry Hippo. We went over that one.
How does that work? Don't know.
He hasn't shown us the pictures yet.
Giant hippos?
Yeah. They are. Well, it's not giant hippos.
I think it's just an arena that you stand in and try and pick up as many balls as you can.
Correct.
Just take the balls.
There's one called the Sky Slide, which is a 51-foot tall. That can't be correct.
It probably is.
That can't be correct.
It probably is.
51-foot tall slide.
I'm going to get winded just climbing up that thing, man.
Jeez.
It better happen.
You can just jump off the end, the ladder part, and it's free fall. You just land on,
right
on
the dirt.
They have inflatable, like everything's inflatable. If you're going,
so you only get like halfway
feet.
Up, and you're like, oh, I don't want to actually ride this. I'm just gonna let go.
Just jump down.
There's a Battle Zone, which is just like you
American Gladiator,
Gladiators. Yeah.
Okay.
That's pretty dope.
Beat each other with.
Yeah. Then there's one called Revving It Up, the slingshot.
I don't know what that means.
That sounds dangerous.
It looks like it's a race. where you just, I guess, run and then the thing whips you back.
Oh, okay, yeah. It's like that bungee wall thing.
Not sure.
You're bungee corded to a wall, and you just run as fast as you can, and then it bungees and pulls you back.
Yeah, when you can't go forward anymore, you lose momentum and just yanks you.
Yeah, yeah,
I kind of like it. I kind of like it. No. I'm getting excited, everybody.
I came in like a wrecking ball.
Here's the question, because I hear some of the music right now. Should I end the podcast on a high note of the Legends of the Hidden Temple? And this, I like this cast here,
do whatever you like.
I really like this cast here. I think, and is there anybody left out there?
I think this is it. So. Yeah,
it's it anyway. Best for last.
Yeah. So
all last.
Thank you guys for joining us here on the Weekend Bang, the 2017 Corey Invitational. There were no winners, only losers.
Everybody at this party.
Yep. That's it. Of course, you can follow us on all the social medias. Just Google search Video Game Bang. You'll find our Twitter, Facebook. Give us a follow and like, of course, on the Twitch because we need it. And we need more emojis, too. Gondo, do you have any idea for emojis for us?
No.
Perfect.
Just shut down.
Perfect.
Why draw it out?
I wouldn't expect anything less.
What represents VGB to you, man? And then that's what you put up there.
Well, I wanted the exclamation point that's by everybody's name, but it's by everybody's name already, so.
Yeah, if you already got it as your, like, sub emoji.
Yeah, I mean, so that's been taken.
Oh, too bad there's not, like, GIFs or anything.
I want them, Twitch needs to integrate some type of GIF up there.
That's how I would talk and respond every time.
We need to get that going. Also, head over to the iTunes. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating there. We need those as well. The Patreon, you can get the inside of the Discord chat and everything like that. We got some cool stuff going on there. It's being revamped as well. We've been using that D&D one. I don't know if you saw us the last time.
No, I missed it.
We played D&D. We got a good session out. Nice. We knocked a fool one out. I was really happy about that.
Yeah. I killed the guy.
He did.
Wow.
He killed him.
Did he deserve it, though?
He was not innocent.
He was innocent enough.
First of all, he tried to force a girl into marriage. She would say no. He froze everybody in the town.
He froze everybody.
A magic book that he stole from a wizard.
Sleeping Beauty?
Okay.
No, like, time stopped everybody. So there was just like a force field around you. And he's frozen in time.
All right, everybody. For Gondo, Steven, and Mo Fruit, I am Sir Aaron Carter saying next year's Invitational, you might just get banged.
Take off your pants and your panties.